Dictation for Debra, D-E-B-R-A, Depew, D as in David, E, P as in Paul, U-E, May 959, address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Carstensen, T-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, 5885052. Dear Stacy, consultation Mrs. Depew, Debra, who is a 66-year-old lady. There has been a change of kidney function with normal baseline back in May 2023, 0.8. By June 2024, creatinine progressively rising, new problems of high calcium, comes accompanied with daughter, who works in the hospital here in Alma. Apparently weight loss, 20 pounds over the last few years, 2 meals a day, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urination, minor nocturia, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, no edema, claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no numbness. She's physically active. On her feet, treadmill without claudication symptoms. She changed smoking to vaping a couple of years back. Denies dyspnea, denies orthopnea PND, denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine, no chest pain palpitation syncope, has chronic back pain, spinal stenosis. Next paragraph. Her past medical history. For diabetes, at least over the last 10 years, A1C apparently well controlled, no reported diabetic retinopathy or severe peripheral neuropathy, hypertension for about 15 years, blood pressure at home 130s over 70s, hyperlipidemia on treatment, prior bradycardia in relation to beta blockers, she denies coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, no valve abnormalities, endocarditis or infection, no congestive heart failure, no TIS or stroke, no seizures, no liver problems, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, has followed for the high calcium with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, has received Aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A, back in April. Incidental kidney stones, but not symptomatic. They also follow for a lung nodule and elevated free light change, esophageal reflux, migraine headaches. Next paragraph, surgeries, tubal ligation, Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications include aspirin, Sirtec, Norvasc, Lipitor, Bupropion, Lisinopril, Metoprolol, Metformin. Magnesium has been discontinued. Calcium, vitamin D discontinued. Next paragraph. She starts smoking age 17, a pack per day, off and on for many years. Occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph. A brother was born with one kidney, but no active disease or dialysis. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 162, 63 inches tall. Blood pressure 142/80 on the right, 138/80 on the left. Alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress. Normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise, JVD, or lymph nodes. Distant breath sounds, probably from smoking, but no oral wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, tenderness, or masses, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from April. Creatinine 1.69, GFR 33, stage 3B, normal sodium potassium acid base, elevated calcium 10.7. Albumin in the urine not elevated, A1C 6.4, PTH not suppressed at 56, uric acid normal, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelet, vitamin D 25 above 30, testing for parathyroid hormone related peptide not elevated. No monoclonal protein, an elevation of kappa, K-A-P-P-A, free light change. Flow cytometry, blood. Negative. Normal immunoglobulin levels. Normal thyroid. Well-controlled cholesterol. Cologuard negative in the stools for blood. Lung screening for malignancy, emphysema, non-obstructive left-sided renal stone, mild degree of coronary artery calcifications, a 7 mm subsolid nodule on the right upper lobe, this is from June 2024. A kidney ultrasound this year in January, 9.7 on the right, 11 on the left, without obstruction, incidental fatty liver. Another CT scan of the chest without contrast. The 7 mm nodule is not visualized. Bone density, normal density, prior Holter monitor for 2 days bradycardia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Debra has developed progressive chronic kidney disease documented at least over the last couple of years associated to hypercalcemia, workup in progress, underlying diabetes and blood pressure well controlled, however, some asymmetry on the right versus the left kidney. We are going to do a Doppler for renal artery stenosis. ACE inhibitors in that situation controls blood pressure very well, but will not prevent progressive ischemic changes on that affected kidney. In terms of the elevated calcium with not suppressed PTH, nuclear medicine scan of the parathyroid glands to be updated, blood test needs to be updated. We'll see also if there is activity in the urine for inflammatory cells or blood. There is no proteinuria. Incidental elevated kappa, however, no diagnosis for plasma cell disorder has been followed with Dr. Sahai. No bone marrow biopsy has been done. This is not the behavior for multiple myeloma. PTH is not suppressed. Continue diabetes, blood pressure management, same ACE inhibitor full dose at the time being. Stop all sources of calcium and vitamin D. Presently, she's not symptomatic from the kidney or the elevated calcium. All issues discussed with the patient in detail, as well as her daughter. Continue to follow.